Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for April 21st. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, Church. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the wonderful opportunity given us. We thank you for the gifts of life, that of our families and friends, and the very breath that is in each of us. Thank you for the goodness and blessings over our life and the sacrifice that we may have life and freedom. Forgive us for our sins and inequities, especially when we do not thank you enough for who you are, what you do in our lives, and what you have given us. As we are about to start this evening, O Lord, enlighten our hearts and eyes that we may see you and your work this evening. Guide our path, O Lord, and let your spirit and power be with us, that we might not fall into any temptation. Give us wisdom and understanding to make the best choices. Fill us with your desires. Grant us a cheerful spirit even when things do not go our way. Guide and protect us, each and every one of us, as we soak our body and soul into the blood of Jesus. Fill us with the happiness and let your will be done in our lives this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our scripture for this evening will be read by Sister Brenda Sellers.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. I will be reading the scripture from Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8. That's Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Deaconess Amelia Corum will now lead us in prayer.
Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for yet another day, one that we haven't seen before, but you have blessed us to see it. Thank you, Lord, for your love that surpasses all understanding, for your mercy that we are united tonight together in one body to lift you up in praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Lord, for just tasting this new day. We thank you, Lord, as it is a gift from you, that we are able to see it, for we know some are not here today that was here yesterday, but we thank you, Lord, for all that you have instilled in us. Lord, help us to continue to develop the power of your discernment through prayer and studying of your word, so that we can hear and obey you, your voice as the only source of truth. God, continue to help us to forgive those who have offended us this day. Thank you, Lord, because we want to exemplify the love that you so give to us freely. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, thank you for your word which leads us to you. Thank you for the source of wisdom, for everything we will ever face in life. We know that if we are truthful to your word, obedient to you and you alone, Lord, you will give us the strength we need to stand against anything. So, Lord, help us to always put on our armor, to always do the will of your will, Lord, and that of ourselves. Help us, Lord, to love one another as you so love us. Thank you for your sacrifice and dying on the cross and taking away our sins. May we continue to always ask for forgiveness if we have offended anyone or we have caused someone to falter. Please help us, Lord, to be kind to one another and to look to you from which cometh our help. But we do know it comes from you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this time of being able to speak the word and praise you for your goodness, your awesome power, and your love. Thank you for uniting us together. Because of this, Lord, we are able to continue even though the world is at a pandemic. But God, I thank you because you have kept us, protected us, directed us. And God, you will continue to keep us. I know this because your word said so. Lord, you said that these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But God, the greatest part of that, it says, but we be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. So I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. And most of all, I thank you for the grace that you give us so freely. Continue to keep all. Continue to watch over the sick, the shut in. Oh, Lord, I thank you for hearing the prayers of the bereaved, the hard-hearted, the downtrodden. God, continue to keep our youth, God, because they are on the battlefield as well. But, Lord, if they know the word of God, I pray that you would prick their hearts, that they would lean not unto their own understanding, but acknowledge you and knowing that you will direct their path. So I thank you, Lord, for my church. I thank you for our friends, our family, and our acquaintance. God, keep us as only you can, for you are our rock and salvation. Beside you, there is no other. I praise you in the strong name of Jesus, one who is able to keep us from falling. In Jesus' most holy name, I pray. Amen.
You will now have 2 minutes to take it to the Lord in prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Let us all bow our heads and look to the Lord where our help comes from. You know, it's a just a wonderful day, a beautiful day, a day we hadn't seen before. But Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for your great mercy. Every day that we wake up with a sound mighty mind and body, and a wonderful soul. First and foremost, I always like to acknowledge the shepherd of this flock, this branch of Zion, Lord Jesus. He's been with us a long time and continue to be on the battlefield for us, Lord Jesus. I want to say, Lord, bless him and his family, and bless all the members, friends, and officers of First Baptist Church, and anybody else that just couldn't get on today, Lord Jesus, for some kind of reason, bless them, Father. Father, I just want to say thank you so much for the yesterday's decision, you know, in the George Floyd case. Not that they just won, but because that gives us a chance as brown and black people of an opportunity, knowing that we have a chance in life when it comes down to law enforcement. I just pray every day that it gets better and better, because it will. Because I have the faith of a mustard seed, knowing that if we continue to pray and give it all to you, Lord, all will be well. Father, I know for a fact, Lord Jesus, that it takes faith. It takes honor, and it takes the glory, and it also takes knowing that you have us at all angles and all parts of our life. I want to also pray for those who are going through health issues, and knowing that he took 39 stripes for us, and he said, by his stripes you're healed. So anybody that's going through, might have to go through a surgery or anything, health-wise, all will be well. He's such a wonderful God. I mean, it's good to be on the line. It's good to talk to you, Father. It's good to be where I can just tell you anything I want and pray without ceasing. But the key is continue to give it to you and know that, trust and believe, all will be well. It's just a wonderful day, Lord Jesus. I'm overwhelmed. I just love to just talk to you and the congregation. And it's my First Baptist Church family. I love them. That's why they call them family and friends. And knowing for a fact, Lord Jesus, that it's been some trying times with this pandemic, but I truly and honestly believe with the faith that I have, and knowing that he has it all, that is coming to an end very soon. So I want to say just to thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray, to be able to give it back, to be able to tell you I love you, I adore you, Father. And I know for a fact that if we continue just to pray without ceasing, knowing it's all about you, and we decrease so you can increase. Be very humble and trust in the Lord. All will be well. I love you. God bless you all. And I just want to say thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' wonderful and powerful hands, and in his name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for tonight, Sister Valerie Ducker, coordinator of First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise, adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
you deserve.
You deserve my worship.
And you deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve.
Here am I, O Lord, send me. Good evening. I would like to thank Deaconess Naomi Rembert for inviting me to speak this evening. I will be speaking on the subject, spiritual gifts. The scripture reference is 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, 10th verse, and it reads, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's grace. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and for protecting us and keeping us and seeing us through all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless each person on this call and each family represented. Lord, you know our hearts and you know what we stand in need of. And we just ask you to grant us the desires of our hearts if it be your will. Lord, please forgive us for our sins and anything we have done or said and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. And we ask you, O Lord, to make us better people, more loving, more forgiving, and more like you. Bless the sick and those who are shut in and the bereaved. We ask these blessings in your name, O Lord. And now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Each one of us was put on this earth for a reason. God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. He has given each of us a gift, and there is something that he wants each of us to do. Many of you know that I sing. I've been singing all of my life. I love to sing, and I sing often. Sister Ruth has incorporated music in our Sunday school class, and she's called on many of us to sing in the class each week. I believe singing is a gift from God. But there was something else. There were some experiences that kept occurring in my life. If I could use one word to describe them, I would call it service. Service in caregiving, service in leadership, and service in counsel. My first experience with caregiving came in elementary school. I recall that my mother was ill. She was in bed, and I sat by her bedside and just held her hand. Nobody asked me to do it. Nobody said, Val, you're going to have to stay at home today and sit with Mom. Nobody said I couldn't do it because I had to go to school. I just did it. I sat by her bedside and held her hand for a solid week. Fast forward to 2017, my mother was transitioning. And once again, I would sit by her bedside and hold her hand and pray. You may remember my aunt, Mrs. Estelle James, came to live with us from New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit. She wasn't with us very long. She passed away, in fact, just a few months later. And then my dad, George Newkirk, my sister Angela, and then my mother. I cared for all of them. I felt no obligation I didn't say, oh, Lord, why me? I was tired. But somehow I had a knowing. I knew that this is what I was supposed to do, caregiving. I kept having experiences like this, elementary school, high school, college. I was always being called upon to do something. In college, I was asked to be the dorm counselor. I didn't know anything about counseling. Coincidentally, I did end up majoring in psychology. But at this point, I was a freshman. I didn't know how to counsel anybody. I didn't know what to say. And I told the head of the dorm that, and she said, I think you can do it. And I did. Even today, people will walk up to me on the street and say, excuse me, miss, may I ask you a question? I'm thinking they want directions. But they will lay out this elaborate, long, drawn-out problem to me. And somehow I seem to have the answer they were looking for. And they will end up saying something like, I knew I should have talked to you. Something told me to come up and ask you. Well, this has continued all of my life. The circle ministry, the virtual health ministry, this has been my life. And as I became an adult and began to put the pieces of my life together, I began to understand that this was my gift, that this is what I was born to do, I was called to do. It is what God had called me to do. Each one of us has a gift, a calling, something only you can do the way you do it. It may be something you do naturally, something you enjoy doing, love to do, or it may be something chasing you, haunting you, something you're running from. There are many ways you can discover your gifts. There are even questionnaires that you can complete and find out what your gift is. And once you fill out this questionnaire, you'll have the answer. But I believe, I maintain, there's a better way, the only way, and that is to ask God, your Creator. Ask Him, say, Lord, why am I here? What is it you want me to do? For the young people on the call, if you are struggling with your life's purpose or trying to figure out what your gift is, just ask God. Spend some quiet time with God. Commune with God and pray. And read scriptures, scriptures about spiritual gifts and calling. And more important, listen. Just listen. And when you hear His voice speaking to you, calling you, and you have the answer, say to Him, thank you, Lord. Here am I. I'll go. Send me. Thank you.
We will now have 20 seconds to acknowledge our speaker for this evening.
Yeah.
We will now have remarks by Reverend Tucker.
We thank God for that timely message of inspiration and challenge that is ours to seek out the gift that God has for us. We do know that God did not make us for nothing. He did not create us to do nothing. He has created us to be about his business and his service. And so it is important that we seek out that gift, that talent, that charge that he has for each one of us. We want to thank Sister Duffer for that timely message. And then we want to express our appreciation to all of those individuals who have been on the line and who has done their part tonight. It has been a time of inspiration, and particularly each of you, the whole 80, almost 80 people who are gathering here at our prayer experience to call upon the Lord, and we thank God for the privilege of doing it, and thank God that you love him enough and love your church family enough to come and to share together. Let us continue to worship and share in a timely way on this coming Sunday is our annual Usher's Day, and we are urging each one of you to make ready for the service on Sunday, and that you would honor our ushers, a steady, faithful, and grateful group of servants of the Lord who give of themselves for the service. We haven't had the usual ushering responsibilities, but we know that the ushers are yet faithful, and we encourage you to support them on Sunday. The Reverend Madison Keith Daniels, who will be the preacher, we can anticipate a great message on Sunday in tribute to our ushers. We also want you to be reminded to look out for and pray for our sick and shut in. Pray mightily for them. God does hear and answer prayer. Sister Deborah Banks came home yesterday from the hospital. And let's continue to keep her in prayer. And then we have any number of persons who are in bereavement. We have a number of individuals who have transitioned, and let us keep the bereaved in prayer and in our concern. Brother Daryl Harris wants you to know that his grandmother passed. I don't know the details on that, but let's pray for Brother Daryl Harris. And then we would ask you to continue to pray for Sister Mary Johnson Williams, whose husband Robert Williams transitioned, and he is the brother-in-law of Brother Trustee Leroy Taylor and Sister Linda Taylor, Deaconess Linda Taylor. Let us be mindful of them and pray for them. The viewing of his service will be on Monday, April the 26th. At the Stewart Funeral Home on 4100 Benning Road, Northeast, and that will be from 9 to 11 a.m. And we trust that you are going to support and encourage their hearts. There will be a service at 11 a.m., and that service will be streamed on the StewartFilmHome.com line. And we trust that you will be supportive of the Williams-Taylor family. Let's bless the Lord for them. And then we would that you would pray for the family of Sister Beulah Carter. You know I mentioned her celebrating her 102nd birthday, and just a few days after she went home to be with the Lord, and her arrangements are pending. And then pray for Sister Earlene Hughes. Her second oldest son, Robert, transitioned on today, and arrangements are pending, and let us be mindful of her. And then the family and friends of Sister Patricia Davis, who also transitioned on April 14th, and arrangements are still pending. I don't have them, but let us pray for the family and friends of Sister Patricia Davis. And we just need to keep everybody surely in prayer, because we all stand in the need of prayer. We're going to now ask that the lines would be open, and that you will have 20 seconds to lift up any names of individuals or any situation that you want special prayer for. God, our Father, we come before you just now with all the cries and the pleas for prayer. You heard the names go up. You heard the situations come toward you. And so, God, we know that you are able to fix them. We know that you are able to bless. And so we yield to you, O God. And submit them, because we know that you know the situation before we even can ask. But we're here because we adore you, because we honor you, because we recognize that we need you in a special way. So we ask, O God, that you would hear and answer prayer. And then, O God, we honor you because of your grace and your mercy. You've been good to us in spite of us. You have made ways for us and opened doors for us. And we, oh God, acknowledge that you are almighty and watch over us when we are not even mindful of our needs. Thank you, God. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon all those who are bereaved, all those who are mourning, all those who are feeling a sense of loss. Have mercy today, O God, and give them the strength that you know that they need. Comfort them, O God. Draw them real close to you. Abide with them. And then, God, we pray for any sinner man, wherever he may be, anybody that's not connected to you, anybody that's not sensing your divine presence, anybody that's moving away from you, anybody that does not recognize who you are, oh God, draw nigh unto them this day. Bless, oh God, and empower them to know you for themselves. And then, oh God, we ask you, your special blessings upon us. Help us in this pandemic experience. We are sometimes up and sometimes down. Sometimes, oh God, we don't know which way to go. And so, God, we ask your guidance, your direction, your instruction. Comfort us, oh God. Bless those who are struggling in the midst of this sickness and this disease that plagues our community. We pray, oh God, for the doctors and the nurses and for all those who are about blessing, healing, and caring for your people. Bless the caretakers, oh God. All those persons who render themselves available to help somebody else, to encourage somebody else, to bless somebody else, to guide somebody else, to give them a help and a hand. Oh, God, have mercy upon them and encourage them and empower them as only you can do. Then we want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for moving in time and in history. Thank you for everything that you have done and are doing and shall do. Oh, God, we call upon you to work your major work, your work, your miracles in our midst, if it be your holy and divine will. We pray, oh God, for justice, and we pray, oh God, for deliverance, and we pray, oh God, for renewal. We pray, oh God, for hope. We pray, oh God, that our nation would be a better place. We thank you, oh God, for the movement toward a reasonable portion of justice, and we pray, oh God, that you would continue to empower us and move in the hearts and minds of individuals that we might be able to serve and we might be able to do justly and to honor your holy and divine name and bring love and peace in your beloved community. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon First Baptist Church. Oh, God, be with us. Use us, give us the vision, give us the insight. Help us to be the family that we ought to be, the people that you called us to be. Give us a clear understanding of the charge and responsibility that is ours. Help us to move on down the road and continue to serve as we ought to serve. And we pray, oh God, for each member one by one. You know all about us, God. You know our weakness. You know our faults. You know our low spots, and you know our high spots. We ask, oh God, that you would just abide with us and draw us real close to you. Now we want to say thank you again. Thank you for the peace that we have. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to get real close to you. Thank you, oh God, for the joy that is in our hearts because we know we love one another and that you love us. Empower us to be a blessing in your world. Keep us and sustain us as only you can do, for it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, Amen, amen, and amen.